Country Club FM. Today's Bob Almanac. Tuesday, May 8th, 128th day of the year, 237 days until the end of the year. It is 8:34, and before we start the usual history and birthdays, it's time for a Bob FM Almanac salute.
Polaroid offers you big savings on the Job Pro camera. It's ideal for the contractor for estimating and documenting. Just $34.88. Also, receive a free flashlight set with mail-in rebate.
You can never have enough flashlights. I think there was a stretch there for Christmas. We were getting, each of my brothers and I, we were getting like three or four flashlights per Christmas. So we got plenty of them. We were octopus. We would still have too many flashlights. Anyway, Ray's Amanda, the Menards guy, saved big money there. I'm sure he still has a lot of rebate coupons still left, but he passed away. He was 91. He was a Wisconsin guy, radio TV guy. That's where Menards was based, and he hooked up with them in the 70s and became a recognizable face, the glasses, the silver hair. He'd usually have an apron on, and he passed away. He's 91. A Bob FM Almanac salute. On this date, 1541, Hernando de Soto reached the Mississippi River. He called it Rio de Espiritu Santo. I'm glad they changed the name, because then I would have lived in South Haven, Rio de Espiritu Santo, instead of South Haven, Mississippi, which was in DeSoto County. And then a little further south there in DeSoto County, the county seat was Hernando, named after the man. Classic southern town with the town square. I know we have some towns like that in Minnesota. Not many, though. But down south, the town square, like the courthouse is right in the middle, and then everything around it, really kind of cool. 1541. 1847, the rubber tire patented by Robert W. Thompson. What am I doing with it now? I don't know if he made a lot of money on it, sold the patent or what, but 1847. 1886, Dr. John S. Pemberton created the formula for Coca-Cola. He was working on a new medicine for headaches and hangovers. As you know, it started out as a medicine, and it came about when a drugstore clerk mistakenly mixed it with carbonated water instead of straight water, and Coca-Cola was invented right then and there. And you know what? I think we all know where the Coca comes from, right? That drugstore clerk was Bonnie Coca, who was a great-great-great aunt of Imogene Coca. That's where the Coca-Cola comes from. It's a great story. 1886, 1945.
Today is Victory in Europe Day.
This was the moment we'd all been waiting for. Enormous crowds had gathered outside the house and all over the center of London to hear the end of the war in Europe officially announced by the Prime Minister.
VE Day, Victory in Europe Day, this day, 1945. Again, they signed the thing with the Germans yesterday on May 7th, and then it took effect today, so this was officially VE Day, 1945. 56.
What me worry, I don't even care. What me worry, worrying can't get you anywhere.
If you're old enough, you might remember that song. That's Alfred E. Newman. That was kind of his catchphrase, right? What me worry? And Alfred E. Newman appeared on the cover of Mad Magazine for the first time this date, 1956. Never had a good dentist. 1959, Mr. I, as he became known. He just recently passed away within maybe the last year or two, because the Red Wings and the Tigers were wearing those Mr. I patches. He owned the Tigers and the Red Wings, and he gave us Pizza Pizza, Little Caesars, Mike and Marion Ilitch. On this date, invented and founded Little Caesars Pizza Treat, 1959. Our favorite LPGA player won again on this date, 1960. Whiffy Smith. That's right. Whiffy Smith won the Betsy Rawls, no relation to Lou, I don't think, Betsy Rawls Peach Blossom Golf Open. You can take a break there. That's a long title. Whiffy Smith. Maybe we'll call when Miguel Sano comes back, and he can, if he continues his current rate before he was injured, his current rate of strikeouts, we might have to start calling him Whiffy. 1960 is when that happened. How about in 68?
Two down, top of the ninth inning, nobody on, 4-0 in favor of the A's. Jim Hunter, Here he comes again with the 3-2 delivery. Fastball in here.
Catfish Hunter threw a no-hitter. They broadcast the game over a couple of cans and a string, obviously. Catfish Hunter, perfect game against Harmon Killebrew, Tony Oliva, Rod Carew, Bob Allison, Cesar Tovar, and the Minnesota Twins. This date, it was in Oakland. 4-0 was the final. The Twins also would have a perfect game thrown at them by the hungover David Wells later on in the 90s. But in 68, Jim Catfish Hunter, who tragically died of Lou Gehrig's disease, 1968, good pitcher, would go on, of course, also to be with the Yankees. 1984.
Both of our children are married now, and they're starting out to build lives of their own. And I guess when you reach a milestone like this, you have to reflect back on what you've done. And
a reflective Mr. C. He had to cancel a leopard meeting. Leopard Lodge was supposed to meet that day. He had to cancel it because Joni and Chachi got married on this date. It was the series finale of Happy Days. I laughed and I did cry. No doubt about that. Joni and Chachi married last, and actually, they didn't plan it very well because it was the series finale, but they still had new shows that they showed like during the summer. But this was the conclusion of the series. And now, did you hear Mr. C being very reflective? He said both of our kids, poor Chuck. Chuck didn't even get a mention in the... They at least brought Shelley Long back for the cheers, right? For the cheers finale. They brought Diane back, but old Chuck, basketball-playing Chuck, didn't even get a mention in the final episode this date in 84. Also in 84, speaking of Twins, this was the day that Kirby Puckett made his debut. Yeah, 4 singles, becoming the 6th player ever to have 4 hits in their major league debut. A couple of guys have done it since. I think it's 8 total now. But Kirby Puckett, 1984. Remember the story? It was in Anaheim. Twins won the game. He needed to take a cab from the airport to the Big A, and he didn't have money for the cab. I don't know, Calvin didn't give it to him or whatever, and he had to have somebody at the stadium or somebody go out and run and pay for the cab because he was getting there just in time for the game. The great Kirby Puckett made his debut in 1984. Just a, short, kind of round. He got rounder as his career went on, as you know, but just a ball of fire, of course, low center of gravity, 1984. 1985, hear this date.
They changed my Coke.
Something wrong with it?
I know, they sure changed it.
Coulda asked.
But coulda. I stuck with them through 3 wars and a couple of dust storms, but this is too much.
New Coke began rolling out this date, 1985, and people didn't like it. By July, they had brought back Coke Classic. Do you think it can't be a coincidence that they did it on the same day that the Coca-Cola thing was invented in 1886. We mentioned that cannot be a coincidence. They had to plan that, obviously. They didn't plan though for the negative impact and reaction they would get from New Coke. Now there are some people out there that think that it was all planned and that they manipulated this thing because Pepsi was gaining in market share and Pepsi was winning the Pepsi Challenge and the taste tests and everything, and so they wanted to make a sweeter, more Pepsi tasting Coca-Cola. But people rioted. Pitchforks, torches, the whole thing. 1987, hear this date in the political world.
And whoever you are and whatever you do in that cause, at least in spirit, I will be with you. Thank you very much.
Gary Hart withdrew on this date. 2 words for you. Monkey business in 1987. You know, you listen to that whole almost 9-minute speech. Never in that speech does he actually say, I'm stepping down. Go online, go to YouTube and say a typical political politician. there are media people there that attended the news conference going, so is he out? Is he in? Is he thinking still? What? Anyway, it was in the official press release, I guess. So that was Gary Hart, 94. We were remembering George Peppard.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hannibal Smith, he was in Breakfast at Tiffany's and a lot of different things other than A-Team, but Hannibal Smith... 65, George Peppard passing away on this date in 94. 99.
One way is to pretend you're something outrageous. Like the other day in class, we all pretended we were dogs. Kimberly, we're doing Romeo and Juliet, not Lassie Come Home.
Oh, what a great comeback from Arnold. And it didn't involve what you're talking about, Kimberly. Actually, a good line there. Dana Plato, we're remembering her today. She died at the very young age of 34, tragically, mixed up in drugs and with the wrong crowd. And she died tragically this date, 1999.
And a word tango, singing and jangling a jangle, floating like the heavens above, looks like muskrat love.
Boy, when I think of a romantic song, wanting to get romantic, light the candles, you know, get cuddly, I think of muskrats, don't you? Anyway, Tony Tennille is 78, her and Daryl Dragon, the captain. We never saw him without his captain's hat. He must really thought maybe he was a captain. We don't know. Tony Tennille is 78 today. How about Gary Glitter? This Gary Glitter guy was, well, he's really a piece of work, but he came up with a great song that you hear every time you go to a sports game. In fact, the 91 World Series, I think they played this every single inning in that World Series. Yeah, that's him. And there are actually words to the song. I think he falls into the scumbag category now because of what he was accused of and also convicted of not too long ago. Gary Glitter is 74. He was part of Earth, Wind, and Fire, and then he sang with the great Phil Collins. Philip Bailey, 67 today. On the drums for Van Halen, Alex Van Halen. He could pound the skins as good as anybody. You got Brother Eddie on the guitar, sawing away, and then Alex Hammerin. Alex Van Halen, 65. Football coach Bill Cowher. Hey, Cowher, what do you think about after the Vikings pounded you here in 1995?
Today was a debacle. For officials to sit there and not be able to count 11 people, and it's a debacle. It's an embarrassment to the National Football League.
Come on, Bill Cowher. The Vikings drilled you 44-24. Missing an extra guy on the field for what turned out to be a field goal before the end of the first half was not the difference. It was Warren Moon. It was Robert Smith. It was Chris Carter, Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher, he was a bit of a whiner. I'll be honest, but they did win a Super Bowl. He does have that. He's 61. Little Laura Ingalls.
Mrs. Olson.
Uh-huh.
You are more than welcome to read my mail. But I'd like a chance to read it first.
Old Harriet Olson. Didn't you just love to hate her? And Nellie, too. Melissa Gilbert is 54 today. Another drummer, Del Gray. Drummer for Little Texas. We'll hear some Little Texas coming up here. He is 50 today. 50. Bailamo, let the rhythm take you over. Bailamo. When people ask me, Jim, what does the Bob Almanac need more of? I say it needs more Latin heat. You ask and you receive. Enrique Iglesias, Julio's son. I wanted to see if Enrique had ever sang with Willie Nelson, All the Girls I Love Before. There's no need because his dad Julio is still around, as is Willie, so they can sing it together themselves. 43 for Enrique Iglesias. Now we move on to Gons But Not Forgottens. Harry S. Means Nothing Truman, former president of the United States, dropped the bombs and took over for Franklin Delano Roosevelt and oversaw the end of World War II and the cleanup and the reconstruction. Harry S. Truman, 1884, here on this date. How about this guy? I mean, he took comedy and insult comedy to a whole new level. Don Rickles.
We laugh about people. Phyllis Diller, you're a dear friend. And I must tell you, God bless you. God has given you the way you look. Do not be ashamed of it. When you were born, you probably hit the wall.
Don Rickles, you know, you'd be honored if he called you a hockey puck. Don Rickles, the roasts, he was fabulous. I'm pretty sure in every roast he got hit by Ruth Buzzy. Don Rickles, 1926. The great Sonny Liston, the former heavyweight champ. He was the champ for several years there in the early to mid-60s, born in the state, 1932.
When I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh, yeah, I was a fool.
Ricky Nelson, 1940, gone but not forgotten. Author Peter Benchley, apparently he had something against the beach industry, against surfing, the surf industry, against whatever you do, the maker of those sand pails, sand buckets, because he didn't want people going to the beach. He's the one who wrote Jaws, and they also did The Deep. Peter Benchley, 1940. Stephen First, who just passed away, I think, in the last year or so.
What's my Delta Tau Chi name?
Dorfman, you've given this a lot of thought. From now on, your name is Flounder.
It's a perfect Flounder.
Flounder?
There he is. He's Flounder. I also liked him as Elliot Axelrod on St. Elsewhere. But Stephen First passed away last year. And it... 1954, his birth year. And a Corey Stringer, also on our Gone But Not Forgotten list, would have been his birthday today, 1974. He would have been 44, would have, of course, long had retired from the NFL, but tragically in 2001, as you remember, as a Vikings fan, went down, victim of heat stroke, and never recovered, died 2001. And him dying and his case changed the way athletes treat practice now in hot weather at all levels, professional all the way down to the youngest levels. Corey Stringer, 1974, born on this date, Vikings tackle, big man out of Ohio State, gone but not forgotten. And that is today's Almanac here on Bob. Mentioned Del Gray, the drummer for Little Texas. Here you go, Little Texas on Bob. My daddy always-